damning report on flood spending. Calder Valley MP Craig Whittaker has defended government flood spending after it was slammed in a damning report. The report claimed that flood-risk Calderdale communities are being handicapped by a government that is too reactive to flooding and fails to plan long-term. In the wake of winter floods, which racked up a £1.3 billion insurance bill, many businesses in affected areas are now unable to get any insurance cover or face massively inflated premiums. The same communities are vulnerable to more pain because of the declining condition of flood defences due to cuts in maintenance spending, at a time when the country faces more frequent and intense floodings. The warnings in the Environmental Audit Committee's report follow storms in December and January that cause severe floods across Calderdale and further. It says the government is too reactive to flood management, and while it has said it will spend £2.3 billion on new defences, MPs are sceptical that it will meet its target of protecting 300,000 properties, as this assumes the greatest efficiency in spending decisions. And they added that an extra £700 million for flood defences announced in the budget risked being used inefficiently, as it was based on a political calculation. But Mr. Whittaker has defended the government, saying that it has invested more money than the last Parliament in ensuring that communities are flood resilient. He said, in the budget, the Chancellor announced an additional £700 million of funding for flood defences, of which £35 million was available specifically for flood prevention schemes here in the Calder Valley. This, of course, is in addition to the £19.47 million which was made available to help repair the damaged highway infrastructure suffered throughout the Calder Valley, and the £5.5 million pledged to rebuild Elland Bridge. The new funding is on top of the £2.3 billion capital investment that the government is already making, which represents a real terms increase on the £1.7 billion invested in the last Parliament, which in turn was a real terms increase on the £1.5 billion spent between 2005 and 2010. Wakefield's Labour MP, Mary Cree, the committee's chairman, said flood risk communities deserve certainty, adding, we know that flooding is projected to occur more frequently because of climate change, so it just isn't good enough for government to react to flooding events as they occur. The report also warned that local councils are not getting enough support to develop plans to deal with flooding. Peter Box, chairman of the West Yorkshire Combined Authority, said councils need better support from the government. Helpful new measures, he said, would include locally devolved flood defence funding, incentives for private sector investment in defences and mandatory flood-proofing requirements for new homes and offices. The Department for the Environment, Food and Rural Affairs said its six-year capital investment programme for flood defences will end year-on-year fluctuations in spending, a national flood resilience review detailing actions to protect communities before the winter will be published, followed by a 25-year environment plan setting out a new approach to managing our rivers across whole catchments.